Chazer for the Bechinas starting from Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Aleph points out that Sholosh Machlokes B'Dover. That's five lines from the bottom. You read the whole Amud Gemara. There are three issues that the Tanaim are disagreeing about.
One is,
yeah, but we have to Chazer because the Bechinas coming up. So we left off in the middle of a sentence. Keep it at the end. Chav Talmid Chacham, we got to do Chazer. So the Gemara says, what are the Sholosh Machlokes B'Dover? So one Machlokes is the Machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim and the Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Gittin. The Mishnah has a case, a man writes a get for his wife and the wife is not here. If the wife is here, he gives her the get Bal Korchai, the get Tischal. It's an Aveira to give the get Bal Korchai. One who gives a get Bal Korchai, there's a Chemder Abbein Gershom, if you give a get Bal Korchai. Some Rishonim say that the Aveira is an Aveira Deraisin. Ebenezer, Ezra, they quote the Tshuva Saran, holds that it's an Aveira Deraisin. What he did a Chemder Abbein Gershom, if it's an Aveira Deraisin, he didn't institute the prohibition. The prohibition was there in HaTorah, and he instituted a Chem. Chem means a curse, that the person, a curse should be nichnas into her amache varim. That's the Gemara. The word cherem is the same as Osias is ramach, and the person should die. So min ha-toyre, it's an avera, but it's not a curse that he should die. So there's a din, you're not allowed to give a get bal korcha, that's for sure. But if you gave a get bal korcha, the get is chal. How did the chachamim know that it's so, that a get is chal bal korcha? So the Stechemet quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Levilna. He had a big correspondence of many rabbonim in Europe, so he quotes a letter for Rabbi Shlomo Levilna. You see it from the Pesukim in Chumash. That it says that by Motzi Shemra, Lo Yuchel L'Shalcha Kol Yomav. What does that mean? If she can't stand him, he was Motzi Shemra against his wife. He tried to kill her. And then it's Lo Yuchel L'Shalcha. If she can't stand him, there's no Aveira. If they pressure him to give her a get, she doesn't want to remain with him. If she insists she wants to stay with him, then he's not allowed to give her a get Bal Korcha. So you see from the Parsha that the get is Chal Bal Korcha. Okay, that's the Mokka Nuchamashah. Get is Chal Bal Korcha. What if the wife is not here, though? So I write a get, and the wife is not, I want to give her a get Bal Korcha. So I give the get to someone else, he should be Zercha the get for my wife. So it depends, is it a Schus or is it a Chayva? So the Mishnah says, on the normal circumstances, even on the slightly irregular circumstances, let's say there isn't so much Shalom Bayis there, so we don't assume that it's a Schus. We don't assume that the wife is interested in getting divorced. Yomar, the end of Yivama says, if it's a rare instance that you think that it's really a schus, the woman is chalashing to get a get, then you talk to say zochen le'al mshlebifano by a get isha also. And Eben Ezra, Simon Aleph, that is the case. If an eshes ish leaves her husband, she's living with a guy, living with someone else. So every time she's together with the other person, she's in violation of le'sinov. So if you'll be zech a get on behalf of the woman, so she's not living with her husband anyway. If you zech a get, so you minimize the issa. At least there won't be an aver of eshes ish as insa. It'll only be an isa the seita as asur labayil. But you'll minimize it. Won't be a chiyav misa with a chiyav kars. It'll be an isa resa minitmo. So the gemara. So that's an Ebenezer, we assume, in such a case. It's a schus leisha that she should get the get because she's asur to the husband anyway. She's a seita asur labayil, and she doesn't gain anything by remaining married. The gemara has a suffix. What if a man is on his deathbed and he wants to, and has no children and the wife is going to need yibum or chalitza? So the Gemara has a suffix. Am zake get lishta b'makam yovam. He writes a get before he dies and he gives a get to somebody to be zech on behalf of his wife. So should you assume the husband is about to die? So she's not losing anything, losing the husband. She's going to lose the husband anyway. The only thing she's going to lose is she won't have to go through chalitza. You spare her the agony of going through chalitza. So Gemara is mesupik. Should I say that that's a schus? Or maybe I should say no. Maybe she has a crush on her brother-in-law, on the husband's brother. Maybe she would like to have yibum. So who says that it's such a schus? So in such a case, Gemara has a sofik. In Eben Ezra, they say that b'zman hazeh, we don't practice yibum anymore, so we just do chalitza. So today, most probably, is a schus. Man is about to die, and he's going to give a get b'mokam yavam, to spare the wife the agony of having to go through with the chalitza. So we assume it is a schus. But that's rare cases. In rare cases, the Gemara says you would say zachen by get also. But under normal circumstances, you don't say zachen by get. So that's by get. Yeah, the Nesivus raises a question. Rav Salvechik had a grandfather, Rabbi Elio Feinstein, who published the Shadus of Tshuvas Halichas Elio. So he has a tshuva, But he quotes the Nesivos on this Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Gittin. We don't know what's doing at home, whether the husband and the wife have Shalom Bayis on that. Maybe the wife would be thrilled to get a get. So why shouldn't we accept the get on behalf of the wife? And now she has all the options. If she wants, she'll say, I want the get, and she'll be rid of the husband. The husband wants to divorce her. And if she doesn't want it, she'll just say she's Meicha, because the Gemara says, whenever you do an act of Zachan Liyad Mishlei Bifanov, I give you a matana to be kind of a Ploni who's not here. So when Ploni finds out about it, if his instinctive, his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, if he's Meicha, Mitchila Be'atzav, so then it undoes the Zachan. So why shouldn't you say, you should always be Zachan get on behalf of the woman, and the woman has the option of either saying, I want to get, I don't want to get. So that should be a schus. So the Nesiva says, you see from the Mishnah, that that's not called Zochen. Zochen is not that I give the other party all the options, whatever they want will take place. Zochen has to be from the perspective of the present that looks like it's really Litasa, the other person wants it. And then I say, and nonetheless, if they'll be Meiched, they have a right to turn it down. But if we're not sure what's in the best interest of the other person, we're going to do a Kinyan, a get, on behalf of the other person. Now they have all the options, that's not called Zochen. Yeah, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Let's say the rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantav in the morning. Yantav is Chaliyah's Be'er of Shabbos. Rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin, he's afraid he's going to forget. So he makes the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of the whole community right after Shacharis. So right after Shacharis, a lot of people just went to work. So if you call him up on the phone, you ask him, do you want to be... You want to be Zeicha and the rabbi's Erev Tavshil? You want the rabbi to make it? He says, no, I want to make my own Erev Tavshil. I plan to come home early from the office. I'm going to make my own Erev Tavshil. If the rabbi's Zeicha on my behalf, then I can't say a bracha. I can't do my own Erev Tavshil. I'll make my own bracha. It'll be a bracha lematolim. Then it comes the end of the day, and he's in a rush to get home for Yontif. And he comes home and just makes it by the skin of his teeth, and he forgot to make an Erev Tavshil. So that's a shaila. At the time that the rabbi made the Erev Tavshil, if he would have asked the people, you're giving the fellow all the options. If you want, you can rely on the rabbis. If you want, you can make your own. But at the time that we made the Erev Tavshilin, the 8 o'clock in the morning after the 7 o'clock minyan, the rabbi's afraid he's going to forget. So he makes the Erev Tavshilin in the morning. A lot of people would have said, I don't want the Erev Tavshilin. It doesn't seem to be a schus at that time. So that's why perhaps it's better to make the Erev Tavshilin the last minute in the day. The rabbi should make the Erev Tavshilin for the whole community, for the Balabatim who forgot, right before Mincha. On Erev Yontem. Maybe at that time it's already clarified. Who needs the rabbi's Erev Tavshim? Who does need the Erev Tavshim? Well, let's say...
Can a person make it tonight? If I forget, then I want it.
Who should make it tonight?
The person who...
What do you mean make it tonight? When is he going to make it tonight? The rabbi makes the Erev Tavshim and he doesn't consult the Baal HaBat.
No, but he could say... But
the
rabbi
did it
for
everybody.
So he said, if I remember, I want to make my own. So what's
the use
with the rabbi?
Uh-huh. No, so that's not called Zochin. That's the Nesiva, says it's even in this Mishnah. Ah. It's only Zochin Adam Shlai Bifanov, if in the perspective of the present, 8 o'clock in the morning on Erev Yontav, it looks like it's Litoy Vosoy, it looks like it's in his best interest, and then later he has a right to change his mind, to say, I don't want it. When he finds out, he can say, I don't want it. But if from the perspective of the present, at 8 o'clock in the morning, it looks like it's not L'Toivos, because he wants to make his own Erev Tavshilin, then it's no good. Then you don't say Zochin. That's what you see from the Mishnah.
How do we know that someone can object to Zochin and then say he doesn't want it, and then it won't be Chal?
That's a Gemara. The Gemara has it by Ger Kotem Adbin L'Moso Adaz Bezden, Higdili Yichodim L'Imchois. But the Gemara in Chulet, and Daf Mem has it. Gemara in the Yana Baba Basa has. When I give you a matana to be kind of a Pliny, then when Pliny finds out about it, so the Gemara says, if he's meicha mitchila v'yatzov, then he undoes the zoch. That's that Gemara. Higdili yicholim limchas by the Ger Katan is based on that Gemara. Any case of zochin, person can always turn it down. I don't want it.
Doesn't the Tosos on Chaf Gimel Medez and Dibur Hamaskel Mahu, the very last line, seem to indicate that even if this person is only b'tzibeach, the zochin still works?
Even if what? Amid b'tzibeach. Well, by being makariv might be korban for me.
I think he's talking about for a get shech or by an avid.
Shtai derechem to come a haino api la mitzvah kiv deinu mitam shlichas. If it's not midin zochin, if it's kabbalas rabba garmalon, if it's Kabbalah Sarabha Garmalo, what? However, the Rosh Hashanah came to Yilom Kabbalo, Yishlech Nam Lamotzi Lashavu, Im Kain, Mishtar Al-Ideh Acherim, Dekor Mahan Al-Filoim, Yitzvah Kivim De'enu Mitam Shlichas. I mean, it works like Kabbalah Sarabha Garmalo, Shichra Ideh Kesef would be good even Bal Korchai. Maybe Shichra Ideh Shnah, it's not based on Zochen. If it's based on Zochen, it doesn't work Bal Korchai.
That last part of Tosis is not talking about
Zachin,
it's talking about Rabbi
Garmalo. Yeah, that Tana holds Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalo, even by Shtar. Okay, we don't pass like that. We pass it only by Kesef. Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalo can do the Shichra de Kesef can be done by Korcha. Shichra de Shtar cannot be done by Korcha. Shichra de Shtar is based on Zachin, so you never have Zachin by Korcha. Yeah. That's a Rashbo and Avchav Gimel has a chiddush. Rashbo says that the Rif and the Rambam both say that you say there was a machlokes in the Mishnah at the end of the first perek in Gittin. The Mishnah says if the man writes a get for his wife and he gives it to someone to be zechem for the wife, we don't assume that that's called a schia. It most probably is a chayvu, unless in a rare case where a mezakeh get lishta b'makom yovan, eishes ishezin, so something like that. In a rare case, but normally it's not considered a schus. So what about if the Odin writes a Shtar Shichr for the Ebekneini? The Ebekneini is not here, so you give it to someone else on behalf of the Ebekneini. The Ebekneini would be here, just like you give a get to the Isha Bal Korcha. We assume you can give a Shtar Shichr to the Ebekneini. Bal Korcha be given in person. But if you're going to give it Idei Zachin, then it doesn't work Bal Korcha. And when the Ebed finds out about it, he can always turn it down because they don't want it. But that's what the Rif and the Ramam say. So the Rashba writes, Lule de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree, but he is afraid to disagree. If not, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam, he would have said a chiddush that once you apply zochen by the shtar shichra, we pass like the chachamim that it is a zchus olav shi'etz mitachas ad rabbi lecheves. Rabbi Meir holds that it's not a zchus. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir. So once you pass like the chacham, it's a zchus. Even if the eved finds out about it, he says he's not happy about it. So the Rashba says lulin the mistafina, he would have said that that's a zchus gomer, and he has no right to say that he doesn't want it. So that's what there was a Meshugana, an Eretz not learned professor in Weizmann Institute. He wasn't a professor in Gemara. Weizmann Institute is secular studies. So he used to be Mezake Gittin for husbands who were imprisoned by the Rabbanut for 40, 50 years for not giving their wives a get. So he used to write a get against the wishes of the husband and give it to the wife. What right does he have to write a get? Zochen li'on b'shleim upon it, because the husband is going to burn in Gehenna but not giving his wife a get. So now he's doing a favor to the husband. But the husband refuses to give a get. As Bal Kocha say, he said he's relying on the Rashba, because the Mechaber in Yeridei, Hilchus Avodim, quotes this machlokes. The Rif and the Rambam hold that if you were mezakeh get shichra for the Ebekneini, when he finds out about it, he has a right to be moicha. So he does mind. And according to the Rashba, it's not so. The Rashba would say that the Eved has no right. Whenever it's a schuz gomer, it cannot be moicha. So this professor, this character of a professor, wrote a whole book, and he said that since it's a schuz gomer, so it applies even Bal Korcha, which is a major mistake. The Rashba himself says, I only say this by Shtar Shichr Ebekneini, because if the Eved would be here, you could have given the Shtar Shichr to the Eved Bal Korcha. So you don't need Das or Eved. But whenever it's a case that you need Das of the other party, and you assume that he agrees, so then he says, even he agrees, you cannot do it Bal Korcha. The person has a right to be moicha, even if it is a schuz gomer. So by the writing of the get, of course you need das ha-baal. You can never write a get Bal Korcha of the baal. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. There was in Europe, there was one of the big rabbanim had a chiddush, that if the husband was lost in war, a Jewish husband was in the army and he's missing in action, so you don't know if he's alive or dead. So if he's dead, so the wife is allowed to remarry. Let's say there are children, so there's no need for chalitza, no issue of chalitza. So the only question is the woman an eishes ish or not? So Mimonov Shachi said, if the husband is dead, so she's allowed to remarry, she's an almana. If the husband is still alive, he's in a prison somewhere, he's in a hospital somewhere. He doesn't have his wife, the wife doesn't have him. So we can do zochen li'adam shlevifanov. We're doing a teiva, we're doing a favor to the husband by writing a get on behalf of the husband. He may as well be matter his wife from igun. May as well do a favor to the wife. He doesn't have the wife anyway wherever he is. So that was a chiddush. Most of the rabbanim in Europe did not permit it. One of the rabbanim permitted that. So Rav Herzog has a tshuva about that. So he writes in the tshuva, and then he cholema filo. I wouldn't even dream of ever relying on that shita. Why? Because the next thing you know, if you write a get on behalf of the husband is missing in action, the next thing you know is that people will write a get against the wishes of the husband. Chacham Arif Minoi. That's exactly what happened in Eretz Yisrael. This guy from Rehovot, from Weizmann Institute, he was writing get. The Israeli government would have put him in prison if he would have written the Gittin anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So he used to write the Gittin in the American embassy. If you do something in the American embassy that's against the Eden Machus in Eretz Yisrael, they can't put you in prison. As long as it's not against American law. American law, there's a separation of church and state. But in Eretz Yisrael, there isn't. The Gittin is in the hands of the Rabbanut. So no one else has a right to be Masada Gittin in Eretz Yisrael. So the wise guy made the Sidur HaGittin in the American embassy. Yeah, just 2 years ago on Shushan, where was it? On Dinas Esther, there was a Beznet Svat. A man was married for a short period of time, and then he was in some accident, and he was living in the hospital like a vegetable. He had no life, and his wife was a young girl in her 20s, so she's going to be an Aguna for many, many years till he's going to drop dead. So the Bezdin and Svat decided that they're going to write a get based on Zochen Le'adam Shlevifon. So that's a question. You say zochen for a sheita, the man is mamsha sheita. He's in a vegetative state. Do you say zochen amshleim father for a sheita? So there's the din is a cheru sheita v'katan don't have any shlichas. So what about, let's say, a katan? Katan doesn't have shlichas. Do you say zechia mitam shlichas? So just like a katan cannot have anybody act on his behalf as a shlich, so a katan cannot have anybody be zochen for him. But you say, no, Zechiyah la mitam shlichas. What's the din? So it's a machlokes ha-tanoim and a mishnah in Bava Basra. There are two tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, there are three shitas. Two tanoim with three shitas. So one sheet is only zochen legodl, ain't zochen lekotten, because Zechiyah mitam shlichas, and a kotten is a lab bar shlichas, is a lab bar Zechiyah. We understand. The other sheet is, no, zochen lekotten, ain't zochen legodl. How can that be? Apparently the other sheet told, the other tanoim holds that zochen leodim shlevifonav is only midirabbanan. It doesn't work min ha-Torah. The whole institution of Zochen doesn't work min ha-Torah. We don't accept that opinion. We assume Zochen works min ha-Torah. How do you know? Because the Gemara talks about to be Zoche get li ishtoi, but makam yavam. We're mezake get when the wife is mezana, when the wife is makam yavam, we're mezake get li ishtoi. So if it only works min derabbanan, ein kach v'acham lakadot min ha-Torah b'kumbi, I say. So the pashtus is that Zochen for a godel works min ha-Torah. But one Tana holds Beferish Natsa, one Tana holds Zochen Adam Shlavifon, the whole institution is only with the Rabbanan. There's no Pasuk in Chumash, it's only with the Rabbanan. So they only made a Takane on behalf of a Katan where it's necessary. On behalf of a God, let him come in person and be Zochen the Matana on his own, where there's no need to make a Takane. But you make Takanas for Ketanim, because the Ketanim can't take care of themselves. So we don't pass like either of these opinions. We pass on Zochen Bein Lekotan, Bein Legodl. You say Zochen by both. But Tosfos in Ezeh Neshech has two girsas in the Gemara where the Zochen Zechiyah LeKotan is min ha-Torah midirabban. Zechiyah LeGodel we assume is min ha-Torah. All right, works by get also, works by shtar shichur, is yotzei lecheres, but the get is a veheter also. But Zechiyah on behalf of a katan, that's Tosfos has two girsas, and the way the Rishonim present it is the machlokes, the 2 days in Tosfos, the two girsas depend whether Zechiyah mitam shlichus, or since ain't shlichus LeKotan, ain't Zechiyah LeKotan, no. Zechiyah la mitam shlichus, so even though ain't shlichus lekotan, Zechiyah works min ha-Torah for the kotan. So if you hold that Zechiyah lekotan is only midirabbanan, so it should come out that Zechiyah l'sheita is also only midirabbanan. Sheita can't appoint a shlich. Sheita doesn't have a shlich either. Even if a man appointed a shlich before he became a sheita, let's say he writes a get and he gives it to the shlich to give to his wife, then he becomes nishtata. At the time the get is given, he's a sheita. So the Mishnah says beferish that it's no good. You cannot give the get when the man is a shaita. The Ksos assumed that case, if the shlech will give the get to the wife when the husband is in the state of shaita, so the Ksos understood, or misunderstood, one or the other, he thinks that's a machloik, is the Ramam and the Tur, whether it's no good ben HaTorah, no good ben HaRabbanan. The Tur says it's no good ben HaTorah. If the shlech gives the get when the husband is in the state of shaita, and the Ksos understood, the Ramam is saying that it's only no good ben HaRabbanan. Chazanish says that there is no such Rambam. Chazanish says the only time the Rambam has a machlekes with the tour is Mishachozu Kurdaikis. That's the name of a perek at the end of Gittin. Mishachozu Kurdaikis, a person is in a state that he doesn't know what he's doing, but Same Biodon. we know we have medication. We have medication. We're going to give him his pill, and in 5 minutes he'll become a bardas again. Half an hour he'll become a bardas. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Misha chazukur daikis is a lab bardas. If he says naksov get lishti, it doesn't mean anything. It's a lab bardas now. But the shaila is, if he appointed a shliach before, then the shliach is going to give the get now, while he's misha chazukur daikis. Since sami biyodan, do we consider it like a person who's yoshein? Let's say a man in his sleep is talking in his sleep, and he says, write a get for my walking in his sleep, talking in his sleep, says, write a get for my wife and give it to my wife right now. They're going to give it. That's no good. The man is sleeping. But you don't say the man is a shaita. He's not a gavra lab bardas. He's a gavra das, but he's sleeping. He's not able to express his das. So let's say a man appoints a shlech. Man lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he points to shlech to give his wife a get in California. Shlech gives a get in the daytime in California when it's nighttime in Eretz Yisrael. So the husband is sleeping. So that's not a question. That's acceptable. Just because the husband is sleeping, the shlech can't give a get while the husband is sleeping. The husband is not able to express das at the present moment, but he's a gavra bardas. You don't say he's a gavra lab bardas. Not a shoita. He's a bardas. It happens right now. He's drunk now. He's sleeping now. He's not able to express his das. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. What's the din of a misha chazukur daikis? Right now he doesn't know what he's talking about. Right now he's out of his mind. But it's sami biyodam. We have the medication. We can easily give him the pills, and he'll be back to knowing what he's doing. So that's a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Would he consider misha chazukur daikis as a shaita? So the shliach cannot deliver the get now. You have to wait till the husband gets better. Well, no. Since Sami Biyodan, he says like a Yoshin. So the Rambam says on that, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Misha Chazukadaikis is a lab bardas. The Rambam says, Minatur Rish Lokish is right. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lokish. Minatur, since Sami Biyodan, he is a bardas, he's a gaber bardas, just he's not able to express das. But Midirabban, we treat it as if he's a shaita. But if the guy's really a shaita, then the Chazanish says, the Rambam never disagreed with the tour. The machlekes, the Rambam and the Torah only is regarding Mishal Chazukur Daikis, that there was a machlekes in the Gemara in Gitna Afayin, machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. But the Chazukur Daikis, since Sami Biyodan, they treat him like Yoshein, but he's saying, no, he's a Shaita. So we pass from Shaita, that was a machlekes, the Rambam and the Torah, but the Rabbi Yechon is din, is min HaTorah min HaRabbanan. But if a person really is a Shaita, then you deliver the get while he's a Shaita, the whole get is no good min HaTorah. There's no shlichus l'Shaita. So that's a question. If you say there's no shlichus l'shoita, the same as no shlichus l'kotten, so maybe just like zechiyah l'kotten is only with the rabbanon, that's Rashi and Taisus are of the opinion. Zechiyah mitam shlichus, zechiyah l'kotten, their girsa is zechiyah l'kotten is only with the rabbanon, so maybe zechiyah l'shoita is also only with the rabbanon. So what does it help? They discovered at the septa that there is zechiyah l'shoita. We have a Mishnah that there is Zechiyah L'Kotten, but Zechiyah L'Kotten is only with the Rabbanon. So it could be Al-Pi Pashtas. Chere Shoyte V'Kotten are all in the same boat. All of the Allah Bardas. So just like Zechiyah L'Kotten is only with the Rabbanon, Pashtas is Zechiyah Shoyte is only with the Rabbanon. That's scandalous. That is absolutely scandalous. So these Rabbanim in Tzfas and the Bezen, they learned in a Kollel that used to be in Psagot. Used to be a branch of Keren B'Yavne years ago, 30 years ago. So the head of the Kollel at that time was Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, son of Rabbi Avram Farbstein. Rabbi Avram Farbstein passed away already. He used to be a son-in-law of the Rosh Yeshiva in Hebron Yeshiva. So he passed away. So his son is now one of the Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Magid Yeshir in Hebron Yeshiva. And give up Mordechai. So he told these people from Tzfat, his Talmidim, he told them that they're wrong, and they disagreed with him. They know better than the Rebbe. It's absolutely scandalous. There is no such thing. You can't write a get for a person who's in a vegetative state. He's a lab bardas. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, getting back over here. So the Gemara Chov Gimel Amud Aleph has Sholosh Machlekes B'Dover. That's what it says, five lines on the bottom. The Tanoim here have three issues that they're debating. One issue is the old Machlekes in the end of the first Perek in Gittin. Machlekes are Me'er Nechachamim. whether he says zoch liadam shleivifanov to be mishachar neved knayni, if you don't know one way or the other, whether he wants to be yotzei lecheres. So that's a machlokes. We paskan like the chachamim. Zchuso leved she yotzei mitachas rabba lecheres. It is zochin. Then there's another machlokes. Can you be mishachar? Let's say you want to divorce your wife, so you give the get to the wife. Is that acceptable? It says in Chumash, "Menasim b'yodah." Of course, it's acceptable. Why should there be an issue? Because the Gemara in the first daf in Hazarik asks a kasha. We have a din midirabbanan. Kol mashe kanti shagana baila. What does it mean? Kol mashe kanti shagana baila. Doesn't mean any money that she gets belongs automatically to the husband. No, she gets a big yerusha. So we treat it like nechse melu. The Baal is echad peres. He doesn't keep everything. Then there's a separate takana with the rabbanim. Mitzias yisha lebaila. If the woman is walking in the street and she finds a $1,000 bill, so she has to give it to the husband. Mitzias yisha lebaila. These are takanas the rabbanim. So the Gemara asks a question: if I give the get to the wife in person, how is it good? Since koma shikansi shikana baila, so maybe the get never left the rishus habal. Because yadi shikiyat baila, so it's like putting the get from my right hand to my left hand when I give the get to the isha. Or if I put the get in her chotzer, so if her chotzer, if a dovishal hefka would fall into the chotzer, so the isha would be koina, she's zecha with the kinyan chotzer, and the baal would be echel peres. The let's say the golden hen lays a golden egg, golden bird lays a golden egg, and the golden egg falls into the chotzer of the isha. So the isha is koina the egg, and the baal is echel peres. Becomes like Peres Nechse Meluk. So the Gemara raises the issue, the first half in Hazarik, and the end of Gitna. If the Baal puts the get, Bechotza Huisha, isn't it like putting the get? It's not Kreuz Gita. It's like putting the get from my right hand to my left hand. I never gave it fully to the issue, because Kol Masha Kansi Yishu Ganabah. So that's an issue on the level of the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. Kol Masha Kansi Ganabah, that's a din the Raisa. Kol Masha Kansi Ganabah, that's only din of the Rabbanan, and it's not the same. Kol mashka b'kana rabba, everything belongs in the other 100%. Kol mashka kan say, yishu gana b'ala, b'ala zechol peris, nechse meluk, it doesn't keep the whole thing. He only eats the peris. Mitziyasa is l'b'ala, okay, that's a takana rabbanan, mitziyasa yishu l'b'ala. The b'al gets the whole thing, but the kol mashka kan b'ala is only vis-a-vis peris. So the Gemara says, gita b'yada b'ankech. It doesn't pose a problem. The whole problem would have been, the whole issue only would have been midirabbanan. Kamasha kansi kanshkana bai. Gemara said, it doesn't pose a problem. We say, gita liyada bai kech. So here there's a machlokes satanaim, shalosh machlokes bedover. The machlokes, can you be mishachar and ever knaini bishtar al yidei atzmo? Maybe shtar is only good to be zoich al yidei acherin. If I give the shtar shichur to someone else and they'll be zoich for the evet knaini, zoch nal b'shlebifon of evet knaini is Jewish, there's no schi la'akum. But an Avaknani is Chayv Mitzvah's Kiyusha, so there is the Chi on behalf of an Avaknani. So if you hold like the Chachamim the Rameir, Chusul Eved, or even according to Rameir, the Eved says, I would like to go free. The Eved says, I would prefer to go free rather than remain an Eved. So then everyone would agree that if you give the Shtar Shichet to someone else, to be Zechel for the Eved, you say Zochanam Shlafon. What if you give the Shtar Shichet directly to the Eved? Would you say they're also Gita the other bank echot, or do you say no? This is a real problem deraisa. Kol masha kana kana rabba is a din deraisa, and the other is kind of legamre. So maybe you have no right to say gita the other bank echot. Maybe shichur aide shtar eveknaini is only aide acher and lo aide yas. So that's a machloekas satanoim. So you say gita the other bank echot. We paskin yes. The get shichur can be either aide atzma or aide acher. Aide atzma is certainly good. Fine. And that's the third issue. Sholosh machlokes bedavad. Then there's a third machlokes. What if I give a matana to the Eved Kenaini, and what if I give matana to the Isha? They're two different shadim. Eved Kenaini is a more serious question because that's a din deraisa called mashikana rabba. By the Isha is a less serious question, but it's a similar question. So if somebody gives a matana to the Eved, so first the Gemara raises an issue. Let's go back a little bit. How do you free an Eved Kenaini? So we said, in this week's Eder, there's a din of Shivcha Harufa. So it says, Shivcha Harufa is Chetzer Shivcha v'Chetzer Baschorin, and she's Mekudeshes to an Eved Ivri, and Mekudeshes to Israel. Why did the Gemara say Mekudeshes to an Eved Ivri? Because she's not allowed to live with Israel. She's a Chetzer Shivcha. He's not allowed to live with the Yisrael. So why should a Meshugana, why should any Jewish man be Mekadosh if he can't live with the woman? But the Eved Ivri is allowed to live with her. The Eved Ivri can live with a Yisraeli, or he can live with a Shivcha Knainis. He's also Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. So that's why the Mishnah talks about the Chetzi Shivcha, the Chetzi Baschorin, HaMekudeshes Le'Eved Ivri. But who are the Nami? Mekudeshes Le'Yisrael. Just that which crazy person is going to want to marry her if he can't live together? Because the Yisrael is also B'Shivcha Knainis. So what's the din if you have a Shivcha Knainis? If you have a normal Eshesish and she's Mezana, so they both get the death penalty. They both Chai Misa. Either Skilo or Sreifa if she's a Baskon, she's in Sur. Or it's going to be Chenek. If she's in a Sur, it's going to be Chenek. If she's in Ira Hamarasa, it's going to be Skilo. If she's a Baskon, she's in Sur, it's going to be Sreifa. If she's in a Sur, it's going to be Chenek. But if she's a Shivcha Harufa, so it's not a full ishus, it's only a chetzi shivcha and a chetzi baschorin. The chetzi shivcha is not en kiddush and tovsin. So it's only, she's only an ishus ish, partially. It's only a miktsas ishus. So what's the din? So she gets malchus instead of me, so she gets malchus. How do you know she gets malchus? That's bikoris tia. So the word bikoris tia, and this we said, bikoris means, the Gemara says, bikroi tehe. We recite the psukim. The best news to recite psukim when you used to administer malchus. So because tia means, the simple translation because tia, we should lo yivake, we should distinguish. We should distinguish. The boyal, the man who is mezana with the shivcha harufa, is obligated to bring osham. That's one of the six hashamas. Hasham shivcha harufa. So he is chayiv hasham shivcha harufa, and we distinguish between the boyal and the nevelis is chayiv malchus. So the pashut pshat because tia means, we distinguish. We should make a difference. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. We should read her the right act. We should give a malchus and recite the psukim about doing tshuva as we're giving the malchus. So that's the din of Shivcha Harufa. So the pasuk says, this din of Shivcha Harufa only applies because she's still a chetzi of Shivcha. What if she would have been Nishtachra Legamre? That says, how is it saying? And this week said, "Ochuv shalom nitan lo." Hop de loy nivdasa, ochuv shalom nitan lo. So the Gemara understands in Gittin in the middle Hashalech. Gemara understands, "Hop de loy nivdasa." Stam pidyon is bekesef. Pidyon ma'aseh sheni. Pidyon hegdish. Stam pidyon means bekesef. So hop de loy nivdasa means she wasn't yotze l'shichru. It wasn't yotze l'cheres like the kesef, and that's the machlekes. The mar kesef like the atzma kesef like the acherim. Who's giving the kesef over here? She was neither nishtachar of the kesef or chuf shala nitan lo has a connotation of bishtar. She was neither nishtachar either bikesef or bishtar. Where does the phrase chuf shala nitan lo come up to have the connotation of bishtar? Because the word lo meisha, because kasu lo sefer krisis goes on a get. So here chuf shala nitan lo is referring to ishtar shichur. Lo meisha is the famous gzereshavet. That's how you know that an eved knain is only chayv mitzvahs keisha. The Isha is not chayv in tzitzis and tefillin, so Eved Kenani, even if he's a male, is also not chayv in tzitzis and tefillin, sukkah and shofar and lulav and all that. That's a pellet, that's what they ask the kasha. The pasuk, the context of the pasuk is a female shivcha knainis. It's not talking about a male, it's talking about a female, shivcha harufa. So of course she's chayv in mitzvahs ki Isha. She is an Isha. How can you learn from Lola Meisha that even a male Eved Kenani is also on chayv in mitzvahs ki Isha? So what's his name on the Rambam? He talks about that. Abdovid al-Karlina. What's his name? Piske Alochis. The Yad Dovid is the Chuvis. No, Yad Dovid is somebody else. Piske Alochis, right. Piske Alochis. He talks about that kash. That's a very strong kash. I don't remember the Teretz. The kash stands out in my mind. It's a very strong kash. So you see from the Psukim in today's Sedra, that there are two ways to be Mishach and Eved Kenani. That's the premise of this Mishnah. You can be Mishach and Eved Kenani either like the Kesef, Hop de loin if Tosa, Stam Pinyon is be Kesef, Rashi writes there in HaShalech, or Achuv Shalom Nitan Lo, you can be Mishach and Eved Kenani, Shivcha Kenani is, Aide Shtar, Lo Lo Meisha. Fine. So the Gemara has the Shaila, how do you do Hop de loin if Tosa, Pinyon Aide Kesef? Is it only Kesef Aide Acherim? How can you have Kesef Aide Atzma? How can the Eved Kenani have his own money, called Mashikon Evikon Rabbis, and the money belongs to the Odon. So the Odon is giving the money to himself. How is it possible that the Eved has his own money? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatana, and can you have kesef like de atzma? What's the issue? So first the Gemara suggests, maybe the nekudas hamachlekes is there really such a din? Maybe it's not true. Maybe one tana holds you can have kesef like de atzma, there just is no such din. Just like by a married woman, there is no such din on the level of the raisa. Maybe on the level of the raisa, there's no such din by Yevik Kanani either. More back satna, they think all the tanoim agree that there is such a din. And it goes fully to the Yodam. So how is it possible? How is there machlekes? How is it possible to have kesef? How can one tana hold? It should be only kesef ayde acherim, not ayde atzmo. So the Gemara says, maybe if you say this is a matana amanosh ein l'rabach rishuspo. So that's Masna Mashkos Batera. Masna Mashkos Batera. The din is called Masha Kanavik Kana Rabbi. So I'm giving a matana to the Evid, and I'm making a condition. The matana should only take effect if the din will not apply. So that's really Masna Mashkos Batera. So in Issa the Heter wouldn't work. If a man says, Hare Mukudeshusli, on the condition that if I died leaving no children, you shouldn't need any chalitza, you should be Mutarisli no Sadashuk. So you can't make such a tonight. That's tonight batla ma'isakayim. That's called masa mashkas matar. But b'davish ben mamin, it was a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. Where do we have it? It was in kiddushim. We had it before. Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. A man has been kaddish erish al manash ein lach alai sher ksus v'yoyna. So leave out oyna. Al manash ein lach alai sher ksus. So that's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. We pass like Rav Yudah. The masa mashkas matar b'davish ben mamin tenoi kayim that it is valid. So here also. He gives a matana to the Eved and he says, here's $100,000. And the matana is on the condition that the din atar shouldn't apply to this case. You shouldn't apply the din of Kol Mashikon Avikon Rab. So it should be good. We pass like Rab Yudib. So where's the room to negotiate? Why is there a machlekes over here? So the Gemara doesn't explain. So the Rashbo has a fantastic einfall. The Rashba has an original interpretation. The Gemara doesn't explain. So the Rashba has a chiddush. When you do, let's say, a kinyan, a matona or something, or you sell merchandise, not a get. A get can be done bal korcha of the isha. It's an avera to do it bal korcha, but al pidinch, for the kinyan a get, you don't need das of isha. But let's say kiddushi, isha, that you need das of the both parties. So what if the chosin wants to make the kiddushan ala tanai? The Kala doesn't agree. She says, I agree to Kedushin, but I don't agree to the Tanai. He says, I read Mekadeshusli on the Tanai, that it snows on Lag Boimer. If it doesn't snow, the Kedushin should not be Chal. And she says, I don't agree. I only agree to Kedushin without a Tanai. I don't agree to Kedushin with a Tanai. So the Rashba has a Chiddush, that just like in a case where you need Das of two parties for it to be Chal, you need the Noisin and the Mekabel, or the Kedushin, you need the Das of Baal and the Das of Isha. So you need Dash Nehem for the Tanai also. By get, you don't need Dasu Isha at all for the get. You can give the get Bal Korcha. It's an Adera to do it, but if you gave the get Bal Korcha, it'll be Chal. So if you don't need Dasu Isha for the Kinyan of the Gerishin, so you don't need Dasu Isha for the Tanai either. But whenever you need Data, Dasa of both parties, for the Matana, for the Mechira, for the Kiddushin, so then you need Dasa of the both parties for the Tanai as well. You need das of both parties for the time. So you have das of the both parties. I'm giving $100,000 to the Yevid. I'm not saying the Rabbah Rishusba, that the din of Kamashi Kamah and Rabbah shouldn't apply. So the Rashba says that maybe the Kudas HaMachlekes of the Tanoim is what's the mechanics of the din of Kamashi Kamah Evid Kamah Rabbah. You say the Evid is Zeich, and then after the Evid acquires ownership, then it goes to the Yodon. So the Evid is the Bailam over here for the Kinyan. So the Eved agreed to the Tanai. It's the Toivos Tzai. The Amarash and the Rabbah Chushuzba. So the Eved wants it. But he say no. Whenever the Eved makes a Kinyan, we say, Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbo. It doesn't even go to the Eved for a split second. It goes directly to the Odon. And the Odon is the Bailam. And the Odon never agreed to this Tanai. The Eved will be thrilled about the Tanai. The Eved is going to have $100,000 to be able to buy his way out to freedom. But if he say, Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbo, it goes directly to the Odon. The Eved is not a Bailam to agree, and the Odon never agreed to this Tanai. So since he never agreed to the Tanai, so the Tanai is not valid. So that's the suggestion that the Rashba has. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes among the Tanaim. If that's the Machlekes, if you give a matana to the evil, a menashe and the rabbi chushes, by the Gemara had one suggestion, that is the machlekes. He said, maybe that's the nekudas of machlekes, that you need das of the both parties for a matana. Who is the other party? Is the other party the evid? Was the other party the adon? Maybe it goes directly to the adon. Then the Gemara backs out, no, a menashe and the rabbi chushes, by would not help. The Gemara suggests, maybe all the Tanan would agree it would not help. And using the Rashba's language, is because we consider as if the Ebed is not the Bailim, the Odon is the Bailim. The Odon never agreed to this tonight. He doesn't want that the Ebed should have in his ownership $100,000 should be able to buy his way out to free. So what is the Machlokes HaTanan, where they can have Kesev like the Atzmo? So the Gemara says, maybe the Machlokes is not in a case where he says, here's $100,000, I'm not saying the Rabbi Chushes, but every moment they agree that that doesn't work. Maybe the Machlokes is, he says, here's $100,000, earmarked specifically for the purpose of Amanash Teisib Olecheres. You only have a right to use it for that one purpose. So the Yodon can't use it for that purpose. So the Yodon is out of the picture. It's not Shach to say the Yodon gets it. So the Shaila is, does the Eved get it? So the Gemara says, maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, if you earmark the money specifically for that purpose. So the one of the Tanaim says that then it would be good. So this is really when you look in Yeriday Hilchos Nedarim, they talk about this. This sugya appears also at the end of Nedarim. What they're doing in Nedarim, you have a Mishnayos cover all kinds of crazy cases. So the Mishnayos have a case: a man loves his daughter, she's married, he doesn't get along with the son-in-law. So the crazy father, some people marry off their daughters, then they want their daughter back. So they ruin the shalom bayis of the children in order to get the daughter back. So they have a divorced daughter. Where's the seichel? So you have the mishnayis like that. The guy doesn't get along with his son-in-law. So he made a neder. There are two kinds of neder. I can ask all the bananas in the world, all the ice cream on myself, and I can ask my ice cream on you. I can't ask the ice cream in the store on you. I'm not the balabas. I'm a balabas on myself. I can ask all the ice cream in the world on myself. I'm a balabas on my ice cream, I can ask my ice cream, my bananas on you. I'm a bailam on it. So the father-in-law doesn't like the son-in-law, so he asks, the son-in-law should never get any hanof from me, from my possessions. I ask my possessions on the son-in-law. But then his son-in-law is a crazy guy, doesn't have a job, doesn't make a living. The daughter is starving. The husband doesn't make any money. That's why the father-in-law doesn't like him. So the father loves his daughter. So he gives her $100 a week. Does she? But the $100 comes, Mashikhan says she's going to buy, it goes to the husband. So is he allowed to give the money to the daughter because the husband is kindness? Money goes to the husband. So the father isn't, by giving the matana to the daughter, the father is in violation of his neder, because he asked all of my assets on the son-in-law. So here he's giving money to the daughter, the husband's going to get it. So the Gemara says, let him give the money to the daughter, Amanas, She'en Lebailach Rishuzbay. But the Gemara said, that's a machlokes HaTanaim by Yevik Nine. It could be that's the same machlokes by Isha, where they say, Kol Masha Kohen, so Isha Kona Baila, even in the case where the father said, Amanas, She'en Lebailach Rishuzbay. The Gemara says, but there's one case, but there's more room to say that the son-in-law is not acquiring ownership. If the girl's father gives her $100 a week, he says the money is expressly solely for the purpose of you buying food for yourself and buying clothing for yourself, not for any other purposes. So then the husband's out of the picture. Then you don't say, "Kol mashe konsi shekana pai." If the husband's going to get it, he's going to use it for his own purposes. The whole matan is going to be batla mevutl, because he said it's expressly for that purpose. So that's why it's quoted in Hilchos Nedarim. You may wonder what's it doing in Hilchos Nedarim, because the same sugya appears in Nedarim. Whether yesh kinyan le'evid below rabbi, yesh kinyan isha below baila, there it's about isha le'baila. So there in Yeridei, Hilchos Nedarim, you have the taz and the shach, you have achrayim on the page. So there's a machlekes achrayim. If you hold that works. He gives $100 to the daughter every week, and he said, this is expressly, solely for the purpose of buying food and clothing for yourself. Then the husband, you don't say, kol mashe konsi shekana baila. Why is it that it works? So some achrayim say, it doesn't even belong to the daughter. The father gave her a matana that it shouldn't, she has no right to use it for any other purposes, expressly only for the purpose of buying food and clothing. So what it is, the father gave her his money, and it's still his money. He gave her permission to spend his money. So it's still his money. So it's still his money. So they said, there's no problem. Why not say, Mashkan, so she's going to buy. The Isha is not even kind at all. The father gave her permission to use his money. So that's one opinion. The other opinion is, no, the daughter is kind of the money. If you say, Amanas, I'm giving you the money, earmarking it for that specific purpose, so you only have a kinyan lachatzoyin. You only have a kinyan lachatzoyin. She only owes the money, the $100 a week that he gives her, she only has the bailam on the money with respect to using the money to buy food and clothing for herself. So whenever she doesn't own the money fully, then the din of kol mashikon seishkan habayla doesn't kick in. So those are the two days in Yeridei Hilchos Nedarim. That's the shaila over here. According to the version in the Gemara that the Tana who said Kesev Ayde Atzmo wouldn't say it if you give him a Tana, if a good Samaritan gave money to the Eved, Amarashen L'Rabba Rishuzba. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. But if he said, here's $100,000, you should own the money solely for the express purpose of Amarashen Tetzibo L'Cheres, only for that purpose. So you'll have this Machlek Zachranim. Why is it good over there? So one opinion is it's still the money of the Nisan. The good Samaritan still owns it. He gave permission to the Eved to spend his money. But it's the good Samaritan's money. It's not the Eved's money at all. The other opinion is no. The Eved acquires ownership of the money. It's literally Kesev Agdei Atzmo. The Eved acquires ownership of the money. But since he only owns it, Lachatzayna doesn't own it fully, so the din of Kol Mashikan Eved Kan Rabba doesn't kick in this case. And Nachum said, what are the three Shalash Machlekes Bedovah? So one machlekes is Rab Meir and the Chachamim that we know from Gittin, the end of the first parak in Gittin, that you apply Zochen Liadam Shalai Bifonov to be Meshach and Eved Kanani when he doesn't know what's going on. We're not talking about Korcha. Al Korcha, he don't say Zochen. That's the Rashba's Chiddush. If he did Zochen now, and later on when he finds out, he says he doesn't want it, so the Rashba writes Lulid the Mistafina. If he weren't afraid to take on the Rif and the Rambam, he would have said that. That it works because it's a schuz gomer, even if it's going to be meicha later on. See, when we have, let's say, we have a case, a couple is married and the wife leaves her husband and she's living with someone else. She's a soit asur al baila, so we'll write a get for the isha and we'll say zochen al shalapan, I'll give it to some. If you know the woman is prepared to accept the get, so you call her up, you give her the get in person. If you're afraid she may not want to take the get, so you don't call her up in advance. If you call her up and you say, would you like to receive a get, she says no, and she hangs on the phone, then you can't say zochen. Can't say zochen against the person's wishes. So what you do is, you write the get, you give the get to someone to be zecha for her, and then you send her a letter. If you're interested, the bezin has a get for you. So she doesn't have to say yes, she doesn't have to say no. If she doesn't say anything, we assume that the zochen took place already, and it's good. If you ask her, do you want a get, and then she says no, so you make it worse. She doesn't want. But if you don't ask her, do you want it? We do the get, Betorah Zochen, and then we send her a letter, but it's a machlekes, whether it's a question, whether he can be Zoicha get on behalf of a woman. She's not permitted to remarry. The Rif in the end of the first parak in Gittin says, that if you're Zoicha Eshtar Shichra for the Ebek Naini, we paskin that it is Zochen against Rameir and Acharam, machlekes Rameir and Acharam, we paskin the Zochen. So the Rif says, yeah, Zochen, the Dini Mammon is, but in the Issa Veheter, you don't say the Zochen. He's still not mitzarf to a minyan, he's still also be Yisraelis until he receives the get shichur in his hand. So we're choshish for that rif. So that's why if you was zoicha and get on behalf of the woman who's being mizana tachas baila, so we would prefer that she should come and pick it up in person. We should give it a get in person to satisfy even the opinion of the rif. The simple reading of the Gemara is not like the rif. That when you say zochen be'get isha, she's Mugureshes 100%. When you say Zochem Be'eshtar Shichur, he's Mishtachre Legamre. But because of the Rif, so we want to give her the get in person. But you don't call her, you don't ask in advance, would you like to receive the get? She'll say no. So then you can't do the Zochen. You do the Zochen, send her a letter, we have a get for you. If you're interested, we have a get. So she doesn't answer initially. So you don't have to respond. If she does respond that she wants it, okay. So we tell her, come and we'll give you. The husband appoints someone as a shliach and he's going to give the get to the isha. So he'll even satisfy the view of the rif, that even when you say zochen by get, she's not going to be megureshes yet.
Is there such a thing as a partial get?
A funny rif, yeah. He knows that Zochan only works on the Dini Mominus angle of the, I can't make the Ebed work for me anymore. But Zochan does work on the Issa Beheta part of the story.
So she's still living with the Goyim, she'll get all the punishments anyway.
Yeah, and Achenami, yeah. The Pashtus says the Rif is against the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Mezakeh get lishta b'mokam yovam. Is it good? The man is on his deathbed, and he's going to die soon, and he doesn't have any children. His wife is going to need chalitza. So Gemara had a sofek, whether he says zochen or not. If you say like the Rif, that the get is only chal vis-a-vis, the zochen is only chal vis-a-vis, the mamon is not chal vis-a-vis, the yisra v'heta. So how is it chal by the get isha at all? Shouldn't be chal at all. It's only by the Ebed Knaini you can split. He said the shichur is chal by the Ebed Knaini vis-a-vis the din mamon, but not vis-a-vis the yisra v'heta. By get isha you can't split. There's nothing to split. It's only yisra v'heta.
Why does
the Rebbe
even ask that Mashu Tanisha
would call the Bala?
Inherent in the, by definition, when you give a get, you want it that it shouldn't belong to the
Bala. Right. So that's called Gita Biyah, the Bankecha.
Is that
what it means? That's Gita Biyah, the Bankecha. But the Gemara said that there's someone who holds that by an Ebed Knaini, it doesn't work. You can't say Gita Biyah, the Bankecha. You have to be Meshach of the Ebed Knaini, always Ayde Shtar, Ayde Acherim. Someone else has to be Zoicha for the Ebed. Either midin zochen. But if you give the get shichur to the Ebed Knaini person, it won't be good because he doesn't hold from Gita via the banker. But by Yisha it's easier. Gita by Magha is easier. It's only an issue of the Rabbanan. Peris nechsem elul. Yeah, it's not as serious an issue as it is by the Ebed Knaini. So that's the Sholos Machlokes V'Dovah. Yeah. What does the Gemara have over here? Achidush Amechudush Dikadin. You can't be Meshachar Ebed Knaini Bishtar against his wishes, unless he's here in person. I give him the shtar shichra, just like Lola Meisha, just like he can be the garish anisha bal korcha. It's chal, maybe it's an aver there, I say, but it's chal. So if you give the shtar shichra to the Ebed Knaini in person, so he'll be yotzei l'cheres. But you can't do shichra Ebed Knaini al the acherim bal korcha. If you know the Ebed doesn't want it, so how can you give the shtar shichra to someone else based on zochen and shavifon? The Ebed says, I don't want. So you can't do bal korcha. But kesef, the Gemara says, and machleg is abai v'rova, why it should be so? Kesef, they both say, you can be mishach and Ebed Knaini bal korcha of the Ebed, ayidei kesef. Ma pitom, why should that be so? What a strange din. So there's a machleg is abai v'rova. Machlekes Abai v'Rava, how do you explain this din? Where's the machlekes? Ravama Kabbalas Rabba Garmalo. Kabbalas Achem Garmalo. What does it mean, Kabbalas Rabba? Kesef is different from Shtar. Kesef is, the Odon accepted the money, so the Ebed is Yotze L'cheres. We just ignore what the Ebed says. Achidish. Kabbalas Rabba Garmalo. And what Abai say? Basically the same thing. Abai Rabba said the same thing, but in different languages. Abai says, Shiny kesef, hold the kon le bal korcha, makna le bal korcha. If you had Ebed Knaini, you want to sell them to me. So I pay you kesef, and you give me over the Ebed Knaini. So just like kesef, you can switch ownership of the Ebed Knaini bal korcha, so too, you can be meshachar the Ebed Knaini bal korcha ayidei kesef. That's the same as Rabba, the Kabbalah's Rabba Garmalom. Each one said with a different lashon. Abai says, because I can sell the Ebed Knaini bal korcha, so I'm selling him to himself. I'm a shachar Ebed Knaini, I'm selling him to himself. But he doesn't want, so I can be kind of bal korcha. So Abai holds it doesn't bother me. And they both say the same thing. Kabbalah's Rabba Garmalom. So Achidish, give me a shachar Ebed Knaini bal korcha, ayidei kesef.
Yeah.
Over Anissa, yeah. Over Be'ese. That's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds the olam havoid as a rishus that you don't have to free the Ebed Knaini when it comes Sheish, when it comes Yevel, but if you want to, you may. You can free him whenever you want. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva that Le'olamam Tavoid is a chayfa that you're not allowed to free the Ebed Knaini. It's an avera. Meshachar Avdoi, over Be'ese. Yeah. That's how we pass it. That's a good kasha. Taisus in Gitna is the kasha. The machlek is Abai v'Rav in the beginning of Temura. Kol milzah dar machmana la sabad. Yavid mahani, yavid la mahani. The Torah says you're not allowed to express das on a certain activity. And the guy goes ahead and he does it. So he did say, since the Torah restricted him, he's not allowed to express such a das. It's not chal. Since it's an aveira on your part to be mishachad eved k'naini, so the shichur is not chal. So Tosfos says that kasha is beferish in the Gemara all over the place that if a man is mishachar his eved, he's yetzer l'cheres. So Tosfos says, why don't you say that according to that opinion, two girsas, who says which way, Abai or Rava? But according to one opinion, you should say he milsa dar machmana l'sabri yavin l'mahani. You should have said that it's not in the chabri eved. So Tosfos gives an answer on the kasha, but that was the Tosfos kasha. Whenever you mishachar eved k'naini and it was keneged adin. So why don't you say Milsadar Machman al Sabri Yavid Lamahan? There's a pasuk that it's an exception to the rule. Shai.
Why don't we say Abai and Rava say the same thing? Why? How are Abai and
Rava? Bottom line, they both say that you give me Mishach and Evik Nani Ayde Kesa Bal Karcha of the Evid.
Abai's Torah, Rava's Torah is Kabbalah Shabbalah. Why is Rava saying Abai's Torah is also Kabbalah Shabbalah?
What does he say? Since you could have sold the Evet to someone else against his wishes, so you can free him out of the Kesef also against his wishes. So bottom line, Allah HaMai said the same. They're both saying the same thing. You have the ability to free an Evet K'nani Bal Karchai if you're doing it out of the Kesef, someone else. Kesef out of the Acheru. It's going to be good Bal Karchai. It's not Bidin Zochen. The Evet is screaming, I don't want it. Not Bidin Zochen. So Rabbi says a slightly different Lashon from Abai. But bottom line, it helps Bal Karchai. It's a Chiddush. Helps Bal Karchai. But the Gemara have a shaila. Does the Eved have the ability to appoint the Shliach to be Mekabala get Shichur on his behalf? What's the issue? On the top line, Achav Gimel Beis. Eved Kanaini Mao Sheyasa Shliach. Can he appoint the Shliach in Kalbagita Miyarakim? The Gamal Olam Eisha. Ki Eisha, just like an Eisha, can appoint the Shliach. For the get, so the Eved K'nani can appoint the Shliach for Kabbalah, so I get Shichur. Hoy dilma, Isha dihi matzi mekabeles gita, sholech nami matzi mishavya. So you can be migarish the Isha directly, so therefore she has the ability to appoint the Shliach also. Abba Eved, dihaloi mekabel gita, according to the one Tana. Where I said, sholos machlek is bedoved, there are three issues that are debated. So one Tana holds there's no such din as gita the other one kecha by Eved K'nani. By Isha there is. Because it's only an issue of the Rabbana, but Eved K'nani, it's an issue of the Raisa. So one Tana holds you can never have Shtar Ayideh Atzma. Shichur, Eved K'nani, Ayideh Shtar, has to be Ayideh Achir. So the Gemara says, Shaila, Milsa Diyu Lamatzi Ovi, Shaliach Lamatzi Mashi. If the Eved in person, the Eved himself cannot be Mekabel Shtar Shichur directly, so maybe he doesn't have the ability to appoint the shliach to accept the shtashich on his behalf. That was the Gemara Shaila. Should I say milsa dir la matzi ave shaliach la matzi mashvi? Adam Avin der Bishop. Where did this concept come from? The Gemara had a shaila hanikan shluch de rachman and nino shluch de dan. Yeah. So the Gemara in the Dorm has the same shaila, and the Gemara here has the same shaila. Here the Gemara is poshut the shaila. With the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash makriv the Karbonis, the Bala Karbon comes, he can only do Shechita. Shechita Ksheir Bazar. He's not a Kohen. And then the rest, Kabbalah Saddam, Halochas Saddam, Zrika Saddam, Aktoris Emurim, all the other Avodas have to be done by Kohanim. So the Gemara has a shaila. When the Kohanim do the Avodah, are they Shluchim? Do they function as Shluchim of the Bala Karbon? Or should you say no? It's a separate halacha. Kohanim makor kabbalah, not shluchim of the Bala Karbon. Yeah. So the Gemara says l'may nafkemina. Hanikan shluchim de rachmanim. They said, what's an nafkemina? Where the shluchim de dan and shluchim de rachmanim? So Tosfos says an nafkemina. Let's say a man brings a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Kohanim alternate. They take turns who's makrib. They had 24 mishmaris. Every mishmar was divided into six batayavis. Sunday one group, Monday another group, and Shabbos most of the people went home. So all the batayavis did avodah on Shabbos. So let's say the fellow brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's Mr. Cohen is there to be makrib the korban. And then the Bala Korban says, I can't stand him. I don't want him to be makrib my korban. And he goes and he's makrib the korban against his wishes. So would you say the Avodah is possible? Because the Bala Korban didn't agree to appoint him as a shaliach. the Kohanim being makro karbonis is b'terush lichas of the Bala Korban. The Gemara says here, it cannot be. And then nafkamina would be, what if he's makro karbon against my wishes? I bring a korban, I don't want him to be makrovit. So they say, the halacha says he's makrovit. It has nothing to do with you, not that you're appointing him as a shliach. That's what the Gemara had, a suffix. The Gemara says, it cannot be shlucha didan. Meika midi, there is no such thing. Danan lor matzina labdinan, inu matzi abdi. There is no such thing. If I can't do it myself, I cannot appoint the shliach either. Yeah, that's a famous Gemara in Nozir, on Daf Yud Beis. Bilsa di'ilo matzi obi shaliach la matzi mashvi. The Gemara there in Nozir is talking about a case, let's say a girl is not Jewish and I want to marry the girl, but I have to wait till she converts. It's going to take, she's in the process of converting, she's going to convert in another 2 months. Another 2 months I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to lose the opportunity to marry the girl. So I point the shliach today and I give him a ring and I say, the girl is going to convert in another 2 months, I'm not going to be here. The day that she converts, give her the ring and say, Harei Mekudesh is to me, because I want to be toifes. Before anybody else decides to marry the girl, I want to marry her. So the Gemara says, in Noza, you can't do such a thing. I can't, since right now she didn't convert yet, so I don't have the ability to be Mekadosh her, and Kedushin Tovsin B'Nachris, Milsadiyu Lamatzi Abid, Shaliach Lamatzi Mashvi. You cannot appoint a Shliach on something if you can't do it yourself. So that's what the Gemara says over here. A man comes and he brings a carbon on a regular Tuesday morning, and then he sees which kind is going to do the Kabbalah Saddam. He says, I don't want him to do it. I don't like him. I don't get along with him. And the guy does it anyway, even though the Bala Korban says, I don't want him. So that's what Tosfos saw. That was the suffix. And the Gemara, Hadei Shlucha Didan, so if the Bala Korban is not happy, the kohen has no right to do the Avodah. He says, Shlucha Derachmanan Neinu. It's not Shlucha Didan. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, it cannot be Shlucha Didan. Mika Midi, how is that possible? I'm not a kohen. I myself cannot be makriv the Korbanis. And nonetheless, the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash can be makra for me. It cannot be. So that's how the Gemara proves that the Kohanim are Shluchah D'Rachmanan, they're not Shluchah D'Idan. The same is the case when the man wants to marry the Gioris after she converts. He cannot appoint the Shliach now, because he can't even do it in person himself. If he'll give the ring now, he can't be Mekadosh, because she's an Ochris, and Kedushin Tovsim an Ochris. So he has no ability to appoint the Shliach to make Kaddish the girl after she'll convert. Yeah. So that's our Gemara like that. And the Gemara says, the Gemara had the suffix, whether Kaddish Shluch Derachman or Shluch Didan, Nafkamina is, Taisa said, the man brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't want the coin who's in charge today. He doesn't want the coin who's on today to be Makrevit. So the din is that it's kosher anyway. Then the Gemara in the Dorm also has the same suffix, but the Kaim Shlucha Derachman Shlucha Didan, and it's an Ibayid Leib Shita. So Tais wants to know, why is it an Ibayid Leib Shita? It just proved up the air that Kaanim are Shlucha Derachman, they're not Shlucha Didan. Not Shlucha Didan. So Tais said, gives two suggestions. One answer is, sometimes the Gemara will ask a Shaila, and they won't be Poshet, only be Poshet from a Mishnah or a Brais. Here they don't have a Mishnah or a Brais. Here they have a svara. So the pshitas is a good pshitas, but the Gemara in the Dorim left it as an ebayit, the lev shitam, because they were trying to prove it based on a mishnah or a brisa. There is no mishnah or brisa to prove anything. But anachanami, the suffix is nifshat, because the milsa deil lamatzi avi shaliach lamatzi mashi. Fine. Then the Tosfos has another od yishlam, another answer. There are two different svekas. Our Gemara is misupik whether the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash Shlucha Didan, Shlucha Rahman, and Hilcha Shlichas, Shlucha Shlodim Kemoisa. The Gemara says, how can the Kohanim function based on Shlucha Shlodim Kemoisa? Mil Sadir Lamatzi Abed, Shalich Lamatzi Mashu. But the Gemara in the Dorm is talking a different Shaila. Am I in violation of Muda Hano? I don't like this kind. So I took a neder not to get any Hano from him. I don't want to get any Hano from him. So if he's going to give me a maton, if he's going to wash the automobile for me, he's going to collect the garbage and he's going to do a taiva for me, then I'm in violation of the neder that I took. What's it then? I come to the Beis HaMikdash and I'm bringing a korban. It's not a suffix whether shlucha didan shlucha, is he my shliach? He's not my shliach. Shlucha shlucha kamoisa doesn't apply. That's our Gemara. The Gemara suffix is maybe it's still a violation of Muda Hano. Sof, so he's doing me a taiva. So maybe it's still a violation. Shlucha didan means he's listening to what I asked him to do. So that's considered a violation of Mura Hanop. So that was an Ibai Dalev Shita. our Gemara was discussing is that it will be an Shlichas. They say it can't be. That Gemara was discussing, maybe it's still a violation of Buddha Hanah, so that could be. Okay, we got to run to Mincha. Okay. So what do we make up tomorrow morning? What time is this year? If I guess. Earlier than usual?
Yeah.
11 o'clock to 12:30. Okay. Then on Thursday, the shir is 9:15 to 10:30. And on Sunday, the shir is, what do we make up? Early. 9:30. Okay. Good. Thank you. Except for me. I don't.
Okay. Get Rabbi an email. Yes.
Thank you.